It's good to have you with us today for the study of the Word of God. This is Arnett McEntee of the Family Bible Hour, and I'm so pleased that you've requested this cassette so you can study the Word of God along with us. It's a pleasure, too, to enclose a copy of our outline for this meditation. And it is our prayer that as now you study the Word, the Lord will bless you in His own special way. This meditation appears on our cassette number 90 and was taken from our program number 1849. Now, may you know much of the Lord's presence, and may the Spirit of God guide you through this exciting study of the Shepherd Psalm. It was an early morning hour during the dark days of World War II when a young naval wireless operator leisurely tapped out the words of the 23rd Psalm. Into the dark night it traveled to an unseen and unknown audience. When the last sentence was transmitted, "I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever," 16 ships answered, "Amen." The message of the immortal psalm had been received and appreciated. Our continuing study brings us today to the jewel of the psalms. This one of 150 psalms has given comfort and hope to mankind of every century. Let me read it with you, and I do so with a prayer the Lord will bless it to the heart of every listener. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And we add a warm and grateful Amen. From this best loved of all psalms and literature, three precious and valuable lessons are to be learned. We have the secret of a happy life, the secret of a happy death, and finally and forever, the secret of a happy eternity. Yes, it's possible to have a happy life, death, and eternity. Are you interested in all three? I'm sure you are. So let's prayerfully consider them together. The secret of a happy life began when David could truthfully say, "The Lord is my shepherd." He is truly the shepherd of the sheep. Is he your shepherd? It is in Isaiah 53:6 the prophet declares, "All we like sheep have gone astray." Friend, it's sad but true. In our sin, we've strayed from God. "We went astray," said the psalmist, "as soon as we were born, speaking lies." That's bad news. The good news is that the Lord Jesus Christ, as the good shepherd, went after the lost sheep until He found it. He said in John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." What a beautiful lesson and picture. The Good Shepherd came from glory, seeking the lost sheep like you and me. To any who, by faith, accept Him as personal Savior, they can truly say before God and man, "The Lord is my shepherd." You may know the psalm, my friend, but do you know the shepherd? It is tragically true, millions will be lost forever who know the psalm, but not the shepherd. Oh, make certain He is your shepherd, and thus you will know the secret of a happy life. You will be able to say, "The Lord is my shepherd. In verse 4, we have the secret of a happy death. Thou art with me. The undeniable fact of life is still, it is appointed unto man once to die. Known in the council chambers of eternity is the day and date on which you and I must leave this planet. On the calendar of God, the date has been circled, and when it arrives, nothing can change the divine plan. Friend, are you ready to die? For the believer, David calls it the valley of the shadow of death. A shadow has never hurt or harmed anyone. So it is with the shadow of death. The believer goes through with the shepherd he loves, saying as he goes, Thou art with me. A short time ago, my dear mother went through the valley of the shadow of death, and as this psalm was being read to her, she whispered in her weakness, I'm going through the valley now, and he is with me. That is truly the secret of a happy death. How unlike the man or woman who has no shepherd with whom to traverse the valley. In the 13th verse of his epistle, Jude describes those who go through death without a Savior as wandering stars, for whom is reserved a blackness of darkness forever. What a contrast. How sad if there's no one to travel the long, lonely valley with you. The Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ, who wants to go through life as your shepherd, is the very same one who will journey at your side through the valley. But, my dear friend, you must begin your journey with him in time. It will be too late when you are overtaken by death. Can you truthfully say that you know the secret of a happy life? The Lord is my shepherd. If so, you enjoy the secret of a happy death. Thou art with me. Both lead to a happy eternity when the psalmist says, And so can you and I. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Isn't that exciting? What a prospect. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You have that assurance if the Lord Jesus is your shepherd. John 14:1-3 records the words of my Savior. He said, Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. That same thrilling assurance is stated by the Savior in a somewhat different way in the 10th chapter of John and verse 28 when he said, I give unto my sheep eternal life, and they shall never perish. Man, what a promise. They shall never perish. Are you enjoying that wonderful truth today? Oh, how I hope you are. For just a moment, take a brief look at each of the 6 verses in our beautiful psalm. In verse 1, we have a personal shepherd. He is my shepherd. He provides for us in verse 2, while in verse 3, walks the path with us. The ransomed sheep enjoy his presence in verse 4, while in verse 5, His promised protection is available to once straying sheep who are now safe in the fold. The psalm concludes with the exciting prospect, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Can you imagine what that will be like, to dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever? While the never-ending ages of glory will roll their course, the believer will be with the one of whom he could say, The Lord is my shepherd. If you can truthfully say the first five words of verse 1, the Lord is my shepherd, you can also say the last 12 of verse 6, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In a moment, we'll pause and pray, our shepherd is your shepherd. Before we do, don't be content with just knowing the psalm. Beautiful as it may be certain, oh, be very certain, dear friend, you know the Savior. May you be able to say assuredly, the Lord is my shepherd. He is mine, and I am his forever and ever. Will you return as a wandering, straying sheep today? Tell the Lord Jesus you are lost. Ask him to receive you as he has promised. As he received me 43 years ago, he is prepared to receive you if you will only come. Please come, as now we pray you will. Loving Father, please honor thyself and thy Son today, as dear ones come believing to the shepherd and are thus able to say, the Lord is my shepherd. We pray in our Savior's worthy name. Amen.